Technology and online tools are not only common in today's classrooms, they're necessary. One of the most important components of digital learning is high-speed internet. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney reports many rural school districts hope the legislature will increase funding for internet infrastructure.
Let's go back to room 36.
Today is a special day for the high school students in Alyssa Parr's advanced art history class.
I know, there's that horse again. All right, let's rotate around.
This group of students at Milan High School is taking a field trip to the National Gallery in London, looking at neoclassical pieces they've been studying. But the class of 30 didn't travel to England. Instead, students are taking a virtual tour of the museum, navigating through the marble hallways and gold leaf vaulted ceilings on their laptops.
Now, does this piece of artwork, listen up.
Parr says it's a big deal for her students who live in the small southeastern Indiana town.
We live pretty far out in the middle of nowhere, so taking a field trip is an all-day thing, and that's hard to take.
And before today's virtual field trip to the museum, Parr asked the class of 30 how many had been to an art gallery in person. Eight students raised their hands.
No, we weren't there. I was there.
Does this make any of you want to go to London now and go to the actual
yeah.
National Gallery?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of money to ensure 30 kids can do virtual tours on 30 laptops. And Milan invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in high-speed internet and laptops over the last few years. This kind of investment isn't always an easy choice for small districts, who have been struggling since property tax caps went into place and decreasing enrollment, both of which take a toll on a district's budget.
Basically, you push to the side some things that you maybe want to do as far as resurfacing a parking lot or repairing some doors or windows.
This is Milan School Superintendent Paul Ketchum.
And you just say that the investment that we're going to make in this project is going to have an exponential effect on students.
Ketchum says investing in high-speed internet not only gives students opportunities in the classroom, it is often the only place they can access the internet and online tools.
There is a digital divide in Ripley County, especially in our homes. A lot of students don't have access to high-speed internet.
Evan Smith is one of those students. He's a senior at Milan High School, and Wi-Fi at his home is slow and limited. With so much of his homework online, he often works in the middle of the night when the internet is faster and more available.
Because the Wi-Fi is limited data from 5 a.m. until midnight, but then from midnight to 5 a.m. it's unlimited data. It's not limited.
So are you tired some days when you come in just because you were trying to get your homework done?
Yeah, a lot of days.
And some members of the General Assembly have talked about allocating money to help more rural districts do what Milan schools did, invest in internet infrastructure and devices so students like Smith can explore the world outside their small towns. But this issue will compete for lawmakers' attention in the upcoming legislative session. 200 miles away from Milan, in Morocco, Indiana.
Had a busy morning?
Oh, yeah.
Superintendent for North Newton Schools, Dustin Haas, hopes lawmakers will see internet infrastructure as a long-term payoff. Morocco is just south of Lake County, and Haas spent a lot of money over the last few years installing towers to increase bandwidth. But it's not enough. He also purchased iPads for every student, but they can't all use them at the same time because the internet bandwidth is just too slow.
Streaming a video or streaming music, and you know, we're in a digital age now where we're using those things, it's almost impossible to do because of that factor right there.
So they often stagger iPad use, and when they do state testing, they ask teachers not administering a test to stay off the internet so it won't crash. Haas would love to see the school connect to the internet with fiber connections that go underground, because in northwest Indiana, the tower reception is touch and go.
If we have inclement weather, whether it be ice or snow or rain or bad strong winds, it's going to affect our internet connection.
So while legislators will have a lot of requests this budget session, Haas says this should be a priority.
It would just be like them being at the state house and they're not having internet capabilities, or that only half of them can work at a certain time. They're not going to like that.
The legislative session starts January 3rd. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.